Doctors often ask patients to rank their pain on a scale of 1 to 10. Responses inform prescriptions, diagnoses, and help doctors monitor progress. But a University of Pittsburgh professor says he's developing a better way. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis has more for this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
The Painimations app has 8 animations that patients can choose to describe their pain. Pitt professor Charles Denisaint says there are different types of pain, and not everyone has the same idea of what, say, a 7 out of 10 feels like. One of the animations is meant to represent a stabbing sensation.
So it just looks like a wedge, and you can actually change the amplitude or change the size of the wedge so it looks sharper or looks wider.
Another animation looks like electric shocks across the screen. It's meant to represent pain related to nerve damage. Genesaint says these animations should give physicians more insight into how their patients feel, even when there are communication barriers.
It shows the potential that we can do things across cultures, across ages, across languages, and really kind of get at a better way of identifying like what pain is like.
Genesaint says a better understanding of pain could help limit unnecessary opioid prescriptions. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.